Joining me on the line now is ATU Donegal manager Maxi Corn. Maxi, the Sigerson campaign getting up and running this Wednesday, the 8th of January, taking on MTU Cork. Suppose one good thing about this fixture, you don't have to travel to Cork. The fixture is taking place in Abbottstown. How's preparations been so far ahead of the Sigerson opener?
It's a tricky enough competition, you know, Kieran. We actually got a home draw because the distance is over 150 metres. It's deemed to take place in a neutral venue then. And ironically, it's the same place and same opponent as last year. We played MTU Cork in round two last year in Abbottstown as well. I suppose there are a few uncertainties in terms of the weather around the middle of the country. So we're hopeful that won't affect us. But yeah, look, it's as I say, the time of year does present a lot of difficulties with weather and sickness and one thing or another, and even exams. You know, we've five boys in exams on Wednesday afternoon, and they finish their exams at 4 o'clock and jump in the car and race to Dublin. So look, that's not perfect, but it is what it is. It doesn't make preparations that easy, but it's the nature of the competition, and it's probably very similar for everybody.
In terms of the league campaign, Maxi, how did the league go ahead of the Sigerson campaign?
Look, it was quite a tough league for us, to be honest, Kieran. You know, this competition is a kind of a cyclical event, you know, where you have teams that come for maybe 2 or 3 years and then lads graduate and move on and another team moves on. That's kind of where it's at. You know, we've been quite fortunate this last 2 or 3 years. You know, we've had some really good top players like Patter Mogan and Conor Donnell and Jason McGee and these kind of guys, and a horde of the other younger good Donegal players, your Roy Don, your Dylan Dorians, your Jack Gallers, Keelan Dunleavy's, Kieran Tobin, these kind of books. And you know, we've been very fortunate in living with us through for 3 years, but that cycle has kind of come to an end now, and there's a whole new group coming in. And you know, you're looking at the likes of your Luke McGlynn, your Oisin Coffin, your Paddy McAwee, your Cormac Gallers. You know, these kind of books are the new kids on the block. So it's new for them. They haven't played before. Well, we'll look at Hash Gosh and has played one, but the likes of Paddy and Daniel Marley and Cormac Gallers, these fellas, it's new to them. So it's been difficult. You know, with our club under 21 competition runs very late, and it clashes directly with the league campaign. So you're down a lot of boys from that perspective. And so look, it all adds up to make it, I suppose, a bit difficult. But the nature of it, and you know, we go into the hat now, and we come out against Cork, and we're just looking forward to getting going.
You did touch on it, Maxi, a second ago. Obviously a strong Donegal representation when it comes to player personnel. What about outside Donegal? Is there many players, and have they inter-county underage experience?
No, not so much this year. No, last year we would have had Liam Gahan from Sligo to played a bit for the Sligo County Seniors for a couple of years. But no, by and large this year it's generally all our own. We have one or two lads from outside the county, a couple of boys from Sligo, but none with any experience or not household names by any stretch of imagination. And you know, and that's the thing about Donegal. You know, geographically where we're set, you know, we tend not to, you know, get too many of the footballers from other counties. You know, they tend to head towards Dublin and Belfast and look at no more than a lot of our own players. So you know, that presents a bit of a challenge for us. But look, you know, we still have some very good players. We all know about the talent we have in Donegal, and we're well used to playing in the bad weather as well. So you know, we're a lot of lads, so they're looking forward to playing, and you know, they've tried as best they could at this time of year to get as much training done and do bits here and there. But look, it's not easy, but it's a nice competition to be involved in. And look, we've had some really good days over the last couple of years, so hopefully we get another one on Wednesday.
Speaking of the competition, Sigerson competition, obviously down through the years, a huge, huge competition. We're not going to talk about is it as big now as it was, but in terms of the format, Maxi, am I correct in saying every team is guaranteed 2 games?
Everyone's guaranteed 2 games, so it's I think it's similar to the Christy Ring format they use in the hurling. So there's 8 ties on Wednesday, and the 8 winners go into round 2A, and the 8 losers go into round 2B. And So the winners then from round 2B get to play the runners up then from round 2A. So yeah, you're guaranteed two goals at it, which is nice because, as I say, it's, you know, this is a difficult time of year for us. With, as I mentioned, the guys doing exams, and you know, and we have a kind of an epidemic in the group at the minute. We've got about four guys with chest infections, and you know, are on antibiotics one thing another. So there's a lot of that going about. So but the hope is that there'll be no exams to look after, and the guys that are sick will be available to look after. So you know, we'd hope to add a few bodies into the group for the second round, which is important. So we're probably fortunate enough to have the second round. Look, it is a, you know, a competition with a long history. Not so much in Donegal, but you know, we've had a couple of brilliant days over the last couple of years. We you know, we beat UCD and Conway a couple of years back, and we took Galway to a point the year they won it 2 years ago, and we conceded a goal in the last minute and lost by a point. So we have had, you know, we've had some really competitive teams in it. And I suppose the backdrop in previous years has been clashing in the kind of cup, so you were kind of fighting for that, along with that. And then this year, I suppose the new rules are the big one. So, you know, the timing of the competition is definitely not ideal. And I think it's a competition with great potential, and it's a very high standard of football, but it's, you know, just, it's kind of shoehorned into the month of January, when there's an awful lot happening, and a lot of the county teams are trying to get up and running as well. So, you know, when lads are doing exams, and maybe club players then haven't played a lot for the previous 2 or 3 months. So it's a difficult competition, but it's high standard, and it's always lovely for fellas to say they played section football. I think that's, there's still a bit of a draw there for you, and for us to play in it.
Plenty of challenges indeed, Maxie. On a final note, it's not your first year managing this group of players. I'm going to guess your third year. I'm not too sure about that either, but talk to me about your backroom team, Maxie. Who do you have involved this time around?
Yeah, well, similar to last year, we have Francie Frey, my old buddy, is involved with an Aidan McAteer from Fannad, and Dan Cunningham from Terram as well. He's the whippersnapper in the group, and Gary Wilson from McCool's is coming this year, done a good bit of the coaching for us. So James McKinley from Wilford, he's also involved. So yeah, look, we're plenty of help, but unfortunately they can't play come Wednesday, and we'll have to hand it over to the influence from there.
Maxie Corn, best of luck in the competition going forward, and we'll be keeping an eye out here at Highland Radio Sport to see how proceedings fare out on Wednesday.
Thanks, Kieran. Thank you.